It's time for the KHNS local news. I'm Alan de Preminil. Today in the news, the Skagway Borough Assembly is meeting this week. We caught up with Mayor Sam Bass to ask him about the main agenda items and a report on the Marine Highway Ad Hoc Committee meeting he attended on Wednesday. First on the agenda, there's the question of disposing of Garden City RV Park.
You know, the Assembly's been working on this issue for a few years now, and I think they're just trying to find the right way to dispose of that property. I think this resolution really shows that they've come to a spot where they want to make sure that housing is available, and they want to find the right way to provide that for our community, whether it's a complete private ownership or if it's complete public ownership, or it's of a balance between the two. And I think they've come to a balance point now, which is good. I think this may be the best way to provide more housing to our community, which we sorely need. But while we're doing that, we also want to make sure that we acknowledge the history of that lot. Pius X Mission School was there. You can see here in this resolution, we want to make sure that we have a space available for a memorial that recognizes that history and kind of the experience of the people who attended that school. So I think we're finding a real good balance.
There is a priorities list for the town's capital project.
That's a good one, because that really shows what our main priorities are for our upcoming capital projects. Continue the ore terminal development project. That's our number one project right now. We've realized the $65 million revenue bond, and we continue to move that project forward. We're currently in the demolition phase. We're removing, but we're also putting in new pylons. We're developing that entire area to where eventually, and hopefully, you know, by next cruise ship season, we have one of the premier moorages in Southeast Alaska. Which right now we're on schedule. We're making good progress. Our next priority is the incinerator upgrades. We have to make sure that we can manage our waste stream here in Skagway, and we've found that one of the most economical and also the most kind of environmentally conscious ways to do that is a mix between compacting and shipping out certain material, and then or burning material locally, and that in conjunction with composting material seem to be the best three-prong attack for Skagway and our little valley. Mm-hmm. Same thing, the next one would be our wastewater treatment plant upgrades. Again, that's us developing our infrastructure. Really, we saw great visitor numbers this year. We expect more higher numbers next year. And to accommodate that, we have to make sure we got a strong infrastructure and that it's an infrastructure that meets our needs. We got to make sure we can manage the wastewater just like we can manage the waste stream, so that we can really invite those visitors and make sure they have a good experience here in Skagway.
Do you expect all those three projects to be done by the end of the year? Next year, I mean.
The ore terminal, we hope to have that first phase of that project done, before the cruise ship season really kicks off. The incinerator upgrades, our transfer station is that's where we're going to compact some of the materials to ship it out. That should be completed by the end of next year. Now, the incinerator itself, we still have some decisions to make on how we retrofit or replace that incinerator. So that may not be completely done, but we've got to keep moving forward on it so that it's available for us into the future. Mm-hmm. The wastewater treatment plant, that will probably be a longer term project, but we've got to start putting the groundwork in now to be ready for our future demands on it. Probably won't be completed, but we should be in a good spot by the end of next year.
The budget, can you explain that in 30 seconds?
I can. This will be our final reading for the 2024 budget. We're looking at about a 7.4% increase from 2023's budget. Majority of that is wage increases and additional people into our workforce. We're trying to add another police officer. We're looking to add another fire department person. We've got an outdoor rec person that we're adding. And we're also looking at some clinic positions that we need to kind of shore up and to do some additions there also. We were lucky because we had a sales tax record for this year. We made about $4 million more than we budgeted for, so that gives us a little more flexibility than we might have had otherwise.
I heard there was an ad hoc ferry committee meeting.
We had a meeting today, an ad hoc ferry committee, and that's, we're really looking at the possibility of the electric ferry, or we'd love to get the electric ferry prototype that eventually, hopefully, comes to Alaska. We'd love to see it here running between Skagway and Haines. We think we have a, it's kind of an ideal situation for that electric ferry to go back and forth. But we got to talk about things like electrical infrastructure, seakeeping issues, availability of the ferry and how it would tie into the mainline ferry runs. So we're working with Southeast Conference. They're kind of the point for the state on the electric ferry question. We would love to see that move forward.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
This was Skagway Mayor Sam Bath. That's it for the KHNS Local News. I'm Alan DePremenil. This is KHNS, Haines, Skagway, and Klukwan at 102.3 and translator K220BK Skagway, Alaska at 91.9.